forever. Dog.
Don't stop now. This week on the podcast, R.L. Stine's The Hitchhiker. Welcome to Teen Creeps, the podcast that discusses YA pulp fiction. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Kaite.
I'm another one of your hosts, Kelly Nugent.
And our guest on the podcast today is a writer on Supernatural, co-creator of the Thrilling Adventure Hour, and host of the Writers Panel here on the Forever Dog Network, and the writer of the comic book Hex Wives, issue 6, out today, Ben Blacker.
Yay, Ben!
Thank you!
Yay!
Thanks you for coming on and doing the show.
Thank you! You know, longtime fan.
Second time caller.
let's talk for a minute about this.
Don't stop now.
What is it?
Tagline?
Tagline?
Logline?
This tagline, shouldn't it just be don't stop?
Yeah.
It's bad.
Don't
stop. Not a good tagline.
Here's the thing. Don't stop actually is more scary.
Yes.
Because don't stop now.
It's like, is this a play on don't look now? Like, it seems like it's supposed to be a play on something, but of what, I do not know.
All I can think of is like, don't stop me now.
That's me too.
Because I'm having a good time.
Having a good time.
We murdered a guy and we took his car.
He is decaying on the side of the road.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. He actually doesn't decay on the side of the road. That was false. No.
And the back of the book. Listen, we're not even into the book yet, but on the back of the book also uses every tagline they can think of.
Like,
they
throw
everything at this.
Yes. Yeah, it is very, fasten your seatbelts.
Right?
It's going to be a deadly ride.
Which is great.
He wants a ride. She wants a thrill. That's another one.
Yeah.
So in spite of her best friend Terry's arguments, Christina stops to pick up the handsome hitchhiker. He's everything she thought he'd be and more. That's another one. Much, much more. Maybe too much more.
Oh.
Maybe enough to thrill Christina and Terry to death.
Inaccurate.
But purposely so.
Sure. They usually are.
What a twist, right?
Okay.
You guys?
Honestly, the twist was wackadoodle pancakes.
I laughed so hard when you texted us just a single word. Piranhas, because I had not read it yet.
Oh,
and
really?
So I got this and I was just cracking
up.
And
so I went, sorry.
What? No, it was somehow even better that's how I found out, because I kept reading and reading and I was like, okay, but where are these piranhas?
No, they're shocking.
It takes forever to get there.
Yeah.
The piranhas
are out
of shocking.
Nowhere.
Yes. They are out of nowhere. And honestly, like, up until I got to that point, I was like, this book's okay. And I'm like reading and I'm like, oh, I guess like some stuff's happening. And I was like, oh, kind of a twist. Like, I was like, I knew that it was probably the girls killed someone.
Yeah. I actually wanted to ask you both about that. Did you both suspect that the whole time?
Because of the way they were talking, like they seemed so nervous and they were like, we just got to keep moving kind of.
I thought it would have been a cooler twist that Terry was the killer rather than Christina.
How could you tell them apart?
Because Christina
one is chubby but hot.
Yeah, one is chubby but hot and kind of bitchy.
Sure.
And Christina is like skinny
and tiny.
And tiny and has curly blonde hair.
Don't forget her corkscrew
hair. Blonde curls.
I just kept thinking of Drew Barrymore in that like for not for the boys. That's a Bette Midler
movie. Riding in Cars with Boys.
Yes.
No.
No.
Oh.
What? To the Boys, she's on some sort of like road trip with.
Driving in Cars with Boys.
No.
Yes.
This is early '90s Drew with the corkscrew curls.
What is? What kind of movie is it?
It's like she's fucked
she's in
up.
A car.
She's like a fucked up young woman, and look at
that.
That's all I got.
It might
That's
not
all
be that. It might not be that. Her hair does not look like that.
You're right.
Is it E.T.?
It's E.T.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. She's like fucked up. She's 6. She meets an alien.
What is it? Is it music and lyrics? Is it?
Your listeners are going crazy right now.
Yeah, no, they're just
they all know.
Do you know what one of our recent episodes consisted of?
It was very bad. Very bad.
Literally 20 minutes. Not as a joke.
No, literally 20 minutes.
Us just trying to think of the word rapture.
And I kept being like,
I did not hear that one.
Yeah. We were like, you know, you get beamed up into heaven. You're beamed. So it's you're like, beamed.
You're chosen.
If there's a way, instead of editing down this looking for the movie, if you could extend it somehow.
Yeah, we like just slow it down.
I have an even better idea. We don't look it up and you sit quietly while I try to remember a movie you've never heard of.
Home Fries?
No.
She has curly hair in that. It.
Okay. Home Fries.
You are not Vince going Gilligan's that far enough. Boys on the Side.
Oh, Boys on the Side. You know
I'm
what?
Not familiar.
Legit? Jane is a nightclub singer.
That's
out
what
of
I was
work.
Thinking of.
Oh, really?
When you said Riding the Cars Boys. Boys, I was thinking of Boys
that
on the Side.
That does sound that's funny. Like a more risque movie.
Yeah, she's like, she's young and she is like bipolar and she like just got out of a...
What?
An institution or something?
Mm. And when is this? In 90s?
Yeah. 93?
Oh. Wow.
Bottomed out.
95. Drew. Mm. Sorry.
The worst Drew. Yeah.
I might be mixing that up with something else.
The other way you can tell the two leads apart. Christina has dry lips.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Has hot
I
dry
wanted
lips.
To talk
hot
about that. Lips. I was like, lips.
And
why
Terry
is he
has
into this?
Moist lips.
Moist, warm lips. Yes.
Moist. No, I believe he outright says wet lips.
You know, I think he does. I think he says wet.
Wet, yeah. Warm lips.
Yeah. I think you're right.
And but, then Christina's got dry lips.
The worst.
Like, in what universe do either of these things sound like desirable?
I was really reading into things a lot because, you know, I have my brain was doing a lot of things while I was
you're
reading
a scholar.
This.
There's not enough to pay attention
no, exactly.
to while you're
yeah,
reading.
I can't it's true. Hold down my scholarly.
You need to do a few things at once yeah. to keep yeah. engaged.
So I was like, like conspiracy theory. Like I was like, okay, so her lips are wet and
oh, no.
warm and then her lips are dry and hot. So I was like, maybe there's like I thought maybe one of them was dead, but then I was like, but if you're dead, you're usually cold. You're not.
It's been a while, but at the beginning of the podcast, I do think you were always reading into things mm-hmm, more or was mm-hmm. that honestly,
no,
I can't remember if that was you or me.
Yeah, it was me. I would, I would read into things a lot.
And you were like, I thought maybe it was this, but maybe what they were trying to do. And I was like, Kelly, you're giving this book too yeah, much
no.
credit.
No. But this one, I mean, this wants you to read into it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah. It wants you to be unsure.
Yeah. And it really plays that. And I think it actually does a good, like the first 100 pages are, I think are not bad. Like it's
yeah,
not,
I didn't think it was bad.
It's not like it's good writing, but the plot moves along
it
and
pulls
like,
you in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This may be the only R.L. Stine book I've read. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a little,
this is better than most of his books.
It is better.
That true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It like before he was just like over it and hated all teenage girls, I think.
Yeah. And it was, and it wasn't,
it doesn't seem that way.
You would need to read some of these other ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He was such
she was
disdain.
A chubby slut that,
that's C-Pike at the beginning of his career. C-Pike really evolved.
He went
though.
The other way.
Yeah. He went the other way.
And then like women are like beings of light and we're all one and we all get on spaceships and rise mm-hmm. and become a universal
also,
love.
Yeah.
She's writing documentaries.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But R.L. Stine, it just becomes like, well, he certainly starts it here. Every girl is just trying to steal everybody else's boyfriend
sure.
and is jealous, but that's literally all they care about. And that's the only discernible ugh. Character trait they have is that they like boys and they want a boyfriend.
What I liked about this was that the only reason why, what the fuck is his name?
James.
Thank you.
The only reason why James is even involved in any of this mm-hmm. is because they're like trying to either distract themselves from the fact that they killed a guy.
Yeah, it's unclear
like,
why
I
they pick him up.
Think
yeah.
about it.
Yeah,
well, Christina is a risk taker.
She is. She drives very fast.
So I think she wanted to introduce yet another dangerous element. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Really, she just wants to have sex with him.
I guess.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Wants to rub her dry lips on him.
Yeah. Like, they're so dry. Hope.
Yeah.
He, I kiss like, for the chafed. Saliva.
I think the only reason she picked him, they picked him up, is because the book is called The Hitchhiker.
Yeah.
And so, like, and I will say, like, when like my writing partner and I are writing a lot of horror lately, and when you have like a metaphor, you mm-hmm. just want to use every part mm-hmm. of that buffalo, right? You just mm-hmm. want to like apply to everything. And he actually does that in this book. And yeah. even in the last act of it, when James and Christina become the titular hitchhikers.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Like, I thought that was great until it took a precipitous dive yeah. in quality. But I think, like, it just feels like every single thing is driving plot, mm-hmm. right? Is that mm-hmm. why people like these books?
Yeah. I mean, well, this they're exciting.
Far, I think
this is more another, happens in this book.
Yeah, kind of what I was about to say is I think one of the reasons this is one of the better R.L. Stein books is because it is not repetitive. Like, I mean, the things it's teasing
yeah.
is repetitive, but the actions aren't repetitive. Mm-hmm. Every moment is something different yeah, that moves came forward. From the one before.
It moves like a piranha.
Yeah, like biting at
the like plot. A hungry piranha.
Biting at
a piranha that's kept by like hungry someone's friend
plot meat, but kept hungry some reason. Why would you raise piranhas just to starve them? What is this
to get Jack rid of up bodies? To? This is the thing.
Oh, it's also, so
did
insane.
You think that Art and Jack were a couple?
I thought they who's were the same Jack? Person.
The guy whose Jack, piranhas they
Art's
are.
Art's friend oh. that owns the piranhas, where he keeps saying, like, my friend owns these my piranhas. This is my Jack. Friend's house.
He was like, that's we come to this cabin a lot. And I was like, oh, it's your boyfriend.
Oh, I thought he, like, was just pretending that he wasn't the owner. Like, he was just like, oh, my friend, Jack.
I did wonder why so much hay was being made. Like, he was over-explaining yeah, about really his was. Friend. But I like the idea that, oh, it's totally his place.
It's just his place. He has the yeah. piranhas. I also thought he might be a cop, but then he wasn't.
Nope.
Correct.
Like, and kind of jumping on back to the whole hitchhiker thing, I did like that, you know, I mean, they make him a hitchhiker so that we think it's him.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even think about those girls being hitchhikers. But, I mean, I kind of figured that was not their fucking car because they didn't know how it worked.
Oh, I didn't even realize oh, yeah. that.
At the beginning, they were like, well, how do we turn on the AC? How do we do this? I don't know how to do that.
They're on vacation, so it's a rental. Right.
Oh, it could presumably. Be a rental.
It's funny.
Or they may have driven down. Maybe they said they drove down, and I don't remember.
I thought they did. But,
yeah.
Or it was probably vague. It was probably what purposely vague.
What happened to
vague.
That car then?
What car?
How did they drove get down there? That's what I wondered.
I thought they pissed off the mob in Palm Beach or something.
Oh, wait, man.
This is just occurring to me.
Yeah.
They're probably not even from Cleveland.
No, it was probably a lie.
They're, what?
They're from Florida.
They're not from Cleveland.
They hitch around yeah. killing people.
Yeah.
But they're like, whoa, whoops. But why? Did they just feel like
they wanted his car?
I think they were on spring break, but they ran out of money. And they were hitching, but they got sick of being hit on.
No, and remember they...
So they're like, let's just take his car.
Well, there was also, like, they were sick of getting hit on, and then, like, one guy, like, stole their money. So they had no money.
That's yeah. their story, though.
That's their story, and that's what they're telling us, and they're not
that's
reliable.
That's true. Yeah. They are. They're very unreliable.
R.L. Stein, if you're listening, let us know.
Oh, my God. If you're listening, I'm so sorry yeah. for everything I've ever said about you, but it has been true.
It is your opinion, like, and you'll
I'm
stand by it.
I'm sorry that I've hurt your feelings, but... That's a bullshit apology.
But it's funny. Like, I'm surprised that I didn't pick up on, like, they didn't know how the stuff in the car works, because it felt like every sort of tease of plot was so, there was just a bright lantern shining on it. Well, like, I'm a good swimmer. Don't forget. I'm going to tell you in the first five pages.
Honestly, I was like, okay, I'm clocking that, and then forgot about it. So when it came back, I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Because that's
good
the thing.
Good job.
Because he, like, bleached your brain with the piranhas. Like, when the piranhas come, you forget everything else you've read. And then that's you're true. Like, oh, God, how are they going to get out of this? Because, like, what the fuck? There's piranhas.
Well, I also read this in a couple of sittings because I read a little bit. Like a mm-hmm. tiny bit at home over 10 minutes. And then, and it included that chunk.
Sure.
And then I read the rest last night at the laundromat and I'd totally forgotten about it. So that's by the right. time I got to the end, I was like, oh, he totally set that up. I'm so impressed.
There was a lot of plant and paint. I mean, it was clumsy, but it yeah. was executed, I
the
guess.
The structure is definitely there. It's the execution that is like,
like I told you after I put it down, my wife was like, I'm going to read this now. I haven't read one of these since I was a kid. And she did not see the turn coming that the girls were the murderers. And I was like,
but how?
Remember when they drove someone off the road?
Yes. And the guy crashed. Think
that was going to come back?
Yeah.
Like, that was a weird moment.
Yeah.
The fact that they were, and
I forgot about that.
They were constantly like running from something, like, what's her name? Christina, who's the one driving, when they like, they drive like, I want to say it's like a semi truck, like off the road.
That's what you were talking about, right?
Yeah. And when it crashes into the median and they're just like, well.
Yeah. Terry's like, don't. Christina's like, whatever. He's fine.
And she's like, don't you think we should?
That's as strong as it got. Don't do that. Drive slower.
Maybe that's how everyone was in 1990.
We don't know.
No, I was alive. There's no way to know. But you were a child.
But you don't remember. True.
But I was also murdering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
I was a murderous. I was the bad seed. Going around in pigtails, pushing people down trash chutes.
But so, yeah, the twist is that Christina, so they like find this, they're hitching. This older man lets them into this car. They bonk him on the head accidentally too hard and he like falls down. And then they're like, we gotta run away. And they just leave him. And then they pick up James and basically end up getting caught by Art, who's like the son of the guy.
And
who,
what a creep.
What a creep.
He's fucking weird.
I can't believe he followed them for so long.
There's no way that you weren't like this before your dad was murdered.
No, I know.
You were already a fucking freak hanging out with your boyfriend raising piranhas.
Well, also, like, I know that, like, truth is stranger than fiction, but, like, the fact that he saw the accident happen from the other side of the interstate while he was driving.
Right. The mechanics of it are so hard to track.
And he was like, I'm going to put a pin in that.
Right.
And he turns to
He's like,
I'm
going
to go bury my dad.
Tend to dead father.
See to my piranhas. Yeah. My boyfriend's piranhas.
See to my boyfriend / maybe my piranhas.
Right.
See to them, but not feed them.
Don't
and
feed
then
them.
Then go find those girls.
Mm-hmm. He's just going to like wave some raw chicken
and also,
above it.
Yeah. Just drive around the interstate looking for them. Like I get
it's
like
not a great
75
plan.
Is a pretty straight shot. Mm-hmm, north, south. Yeah. I've driven that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I recognized a car, I wouldn't recognize it again.
No, but I guess if
because
it's your dad's
they
car
weren't in the dad's car, they
even
abandoned
they were.
It. They were
the whole time.
These dumb bitches kept the car.
That's on them.
Mm-hmm. That is on them. The whole thing's
they
on them.
They keep it until they go to the motel.
Oh, yeah. And then they get rid of it.
And then they get rid of it.
Whew, these things are like just little fluffs in my brain. They just disappear.
They don't latch on.
No. Like, oh, right.
Yeah. This is why it's very important that this isn't a one person podcast, because it would be like, okay, so this guy named James. And then, like, there are these girls, and they killed somebody, and then they almost get eaten by piranhas, but they don't. And that would be the end of the podcast. So join me next week on Teen Creep that no one listens to.
To a Teen Creep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is kind of like candy floss. It just kind of disappears.
Now, this book has disappeared. It's out of print.
A lot of them are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I was surprised by, because I thought he was like
the Fear Street ones.
In,
this is
very much series in print. Are still on print.
But the earlier ones that are just standalone Scholastic.
And just to, I remember seeing them at the Scholastic Book Fair when they came to my school. But to tell you how very old we are, I went to the last bookstore here in Los Angeles to see if they had a copy. And I looked for it. I didn't see it. I asked the young woman working at the desk if they had The Hitchhiker by R.L. Stine. I said, you know, R.L. Stine. And she went, A-R-E-L.
Really? Like,
you know,
R.L.?
Wow. The popular name R.L.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is pronounced R.L. Stine.
R.L. Stine.
R.L.
Whoa.
But the library
shocking.
Didn't have, like, nobody had it.
Yeah, nobody.
These horror ones are kind of hard to find.
And all of your listeners buy the used ones from Amazon. So I couldn't get that either. So.
And we did.
Anyway. I know.
Is this even point horror yet? I think that's the real
issue, that it's Scholastic.
I think it's pre-point. Oh, no, point. Robert L. Stein.
What was his...
They got his name wrong. It's Arel.
Arel.
What was his first book was like his big breakthrough book, right?
Babysitter.
The Babysitter's
Club. Was like his biggest breakthrough. Babysitter's Club.
But back then he was calling himself Ann M. Martin.
Sure. The Babysitter's Club Murders. I would totally read that.
I would totally read
that. There are a few mysteries. There are a few Babysitter's Club mysteries.
But they don't get too
Like slightly spooky, not scary.
Sweet Valley High, on the other hand, a lot of murder.
A lot of murder. Yeah.
Is it like Riverdale?
It's getting there.
It is getting there.
Really? What I'm asking is, could I option it and put it on the CW?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And it used to be a show. 100%. It used to be a show. Yeah. And then remember it kind of, but I think you could Riverdale-ize it.
Turning it into graphic novels.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And someone good
is doing like
them.
The Archie type thing to it?
I think so.
Probably.
I think so.
I forget.
Anyway, sorry to derail your
podcast. No.
Yeah, because this podcast is always right on point.
Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about our dream dates in the MCU for 35 minutes last week.
Well, do you want to do the DCU now?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Oh.
I haven't seen any of those except for Wonder Woman.
Me too.
I saw Wonder Woman, and then I also, keen listeners of the show know that when me, friends of the show, Ryan and Patrick, went to San Diego Comic-Con, there was a mix-up with our room, so we only had one king bed and a cot.
Perfect.
And
ideal.
Patrick slept on the cot, and it was right in front of the AC, and the AC was like blowing in his face every night. And we made him watch Suicide Squad every night. And he was like, this is hell. Why are you doing this?
Your recent series of tweets make a lot more sense now.
Oh, yeah, because they're redoing Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And they're
with James Gunn,
with
right?
James Gunn. Yeah. Very interesting. Wow. And they're saying like it's a reboot, it's not Suicide Squad 2. Probably because Suicide Squad is bad.
It's terrible.
It is very bad. So I was joked that I was gonna make Patrick sleep on a cot and watch that three nights in a row.
If you don't, you're a fool.
I know. Yeah. It's a missed opportunity.
And record it and put it out as a bonus episode.
Yes, yes. It'll be a watch along. Yes. Oh my God. I will go get a cot and put one in here and make Patrick lay on
it.
You
gotta get an AC though.
Yeah, we gotta get an... Oh, we'll use that AC.
Subscribe to our Patreon.
Subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/teencreeps. Yeah. No.
You pointed that AC, which is in the other room, and I looked like it was going to be there.
Ah, yes.
I thought it was going to be a guy holding an AC unit.
That'd be cool.
I thought it was going to be AC Slater.
Oh, it's weird that it wasn't.
AC Slater holding
Mario
an AC
Lopez
unit.
Lopez going.
Could you reboot Saved by the Bell as Riverdale style?
Yes.
Yeah,
Why isn't that happening?
Could you? Would you?
In a shed?
Okay.
I would.
Let's say something.
I'll adapt anything. Give me money.
Yeah.
I literally want jobs and money. Yes.
That's what I'm always
work for money.
I'm always like talking shit about shows, but I'm like, I would act on it in a second.
Totally.
Like, book me. But also that show's trash.
Kelly and I have
no standards.
Kelly and I have tried to think of other ways to like jazz up our Patreon episodes. We're like, okay, well, what if instead of minisodes, we like watch all of this television show, and then we'd both be like, "Ugh, but I want a job someday."
Yeah.
So
maybe
not.
Well, it has to be a show that's not on the air.
Yeah, just do a show that's
exactly
not on.
Yeah. And then it's like,
I think that'd be really funny.
So
wasn't
so
there
much
like
time.
A Nickelodeon "Are You Afraid of the Dark" style show that was based on Pike or Stein or one of these guys things?
Mm.
Not sure. There was a Goosebumps show.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
And there was Are You Afraid of the Dark?
That's the song.
I don't know.
We missed an opportunity with the show You, because we were both screaming about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
and they were filming You season 2 on my block.
You too?
Mm-hmm. I don't have any intel.
Are you talking You too? To me?
To me.
Yes.
Okay, let's say something. Were there any parts that you were scared?
I was going to try and say something nice about it. Were there any parts that you were scared when you were reading it?
I mean, not...
not at
I've
all.
I've never been scared reading these books, but I will say the description of Art getting eaten by Jack's piranhas was grisly.
Okay. You know what part where I was like, what the fuck? Was when Terry, like, comes out of the piranha pond.
Was confused at both of her appearances.
Right? I was like, her multiple back from returns from death.
From? She comes out of the pond and she's like, I'm back, bitches. And she's like bit up by all these piranhas.
Well, she's not coming out of the pond at first. She's coming out of the Florida Everglades or whatever.
She's coming out of the Everglades. Yeah. And she's like bloody. And so you think, oh, she's just bloody from being in the pond.
Right.
Because she got pushed in there when Art fed Jack's piranhas.
And for some reason, she has a large rock and is protecting James. She's like, don't you dare.
Yeah. Which, why? I'm like, girl, just run.
At this point.
Like,
you don't even like him.
There's
or
no
know him.
Point to protecting him.
Well, it's like, okay, it's nice if you're going to save him, but it seems like she's... Like, it's so polite of you, but she seems like she has more skin in the game when it comes to James than she actually does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Than the first 120 pages would bear out.
It should just be about her beef with Christina.
Mm-hmm.
And it That's a good reads point. More as a, like, protective instinct towards
good
James.
Note. Good
Thank
note.
Thank you.
Well, because I also like, the thing that I liked about their relationship, too, was that they were... just using James, and that like one was just too crazy and one was like, and one was like, hey, we should practice a little bit more prudence. I liked that more than
I thought it was weird that that was the language he was using for that character. Yeah. Hey, we should practice a bit more prudence.
My corkscrew haired friend. I say,
what ho?
Also, okay. Were we all worried that we were supposed to be rooting for perhaps someone who batters his girlfriend?
Oh, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
I was like, you can't do this to us.
Yeah.
Arel. Arel. That's his new name.
Yeah. Arel.
Arel.
Son of Zor-El.
In the DCU.
I did think, like, about, even if you're dumb, like me, by halfway through, you know that something fishy is going on. And it did make me question, like, who am I supposed to be identifying with or sympathizing with? And the answer is no one.
Yeah, they're all kind of terrible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely, that's the answer.
But is James terrible? It turns out he's just not, kind of nothing.
I mean, he did punch out two people unnecessarily.
Anger problems. True.
He does have legit
Lindsay,
anger problems.
He didn't punch that guy. He just like pushed him against the counter.
It's true.
That's what he was just says. Like,
let's not make a whole scene about it.
That dude was sobbing, and I think he like straight up like thumped him on the counter.
Yeah, no. He like grabbed the back of his head and like boosh on the counter.
I did pull out a few. I did take a few photos of some of the pages.
Let me see what I took photos too, and I don't remember of what. So
I can't wait to find out.
Let's
find
out.
I just keep encountering my chocolate chip cookie murder.
Oh, God.
For
Patreon.com/teencreeps. Yeah, I have a lot of those. Let's see. Are there any of an open book? Oh, here we go. I took one picture. Why?
I took a picture. So early on, page 21.
Oh, this is what I did. Okay, you keep going.
Okay. Mine is dumb, so I'll go first. Page 21, they've just gotten together, and it's when they're about to go in and beat the shit out of the counter boy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I would kill for the role of counter boy.
Counter boy.
Imagine.
Ooh, imagine.
What a career making. Like, you could really chew up the scenery with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know my acting style.
You're such a big character actor.
I know.
It proclaimed Everglades Diner in big block letters.
Everglades.
I think that's the
same. Everglades.
Let's try it, Christina said, and made a sharp turn into the narrow lot. The Everglades isn't near here, Terry protested for some dumb reason. Maybe Mr. Everglade owns the place. Christina joked. Oh, no. James laughed. Maybe they serve alligator burgers. Christina parked the car by the front entrance and cut the engine. Aren't alligators endangered? Terry asked. Aren't we all? James said dryly.
We're not.
It was dryly.
Yeah.
He says things dryly.
A lot.
Several James times.
Said dryly.
It's yeah. Like, he's very cool.
This guy's not smart enough he's to be dry.
He's as dry as Christina's lips.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to see what I took a picture of?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So it's right after he's beating up the counter boy.
Oh my God. That was the only thing I took a photo of.
Yeah. The only thing I took a photo of was this page. Okay. So this is what he does. James gave the guy a hard two-handed shove that sent him sprawling backwards across the aisle. His back hit the counter hard and he cried out in pain. That's your part.
Like, don't give me a line reading, James! Please.
I know.
You're supposed to coach him on the emotion. Yeah.
Do you mind?
James, what are you doing? Terry was screaming. He didn't do anything to you. But James felt the blood throbbing at his temples.
Ew.
Felt the red anger tighten in his chest.
Ew.
Hey, man. The guy raised both hands as if to shield himself, but James grabbed him again, pulled him away from the counter, then slammed him hard again. This time he seemed to bounce off the counter, crying out as he hit, then slumping to his knees on the dirty floor. James! Terry was screaming. Come on, we're out of here, James said, glaring down at the counter boy, who made no attempt to get to his feet. But James! They followed him out of the diner, back onto the gravel parking lot. The sun was dipping behind the cypress trees along the highway. He could see the two girls casting meaningful glances at each other. Were they frightened or impressed?
Oh, no.
His continual interpretation of their behavior is like... They will totally want me.
I know.
Do you think it's possible that old Arl has never met a woman?
Entirely.
Entirely.
Except for his wife. He met his wife and then was like, done.
Are you sure she's
real? Actually,
no.
She could be, you know what she could be? She could be a fake situation. No, just like how I suspect that Jack is fake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
She could be fake.
He probably keeps piranhas.
His wife is a piranha.
I did make one note. It's the small things. It's the specificity in this book that bring verisimilitude.
Mm-hmm. So important.
Which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this was the scene in which they go to James's cousin, uncle?
Cousin, Paul.
And he wants...
Paul and Paula.
He wants his money. And so Paul's like, I got your money. And he brings him over and says... You ever see $1,000 in 50s before? He held the wad of money in front of James's nose. Go ahead, sniff it. It's real.
I would be like, absolutely not. Get that shit out of my fucking face.
That is so fucking stupid and funny.
Is he assuming that James can count money by smelling it?
I think he's, because you know how money has a smell. Money does have a smell.
Sure. But $1 smells the same as $1,000.
Is it in this book or something else where... They're like, here you go, blah, 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 in unmarked bills, just like you insist every time. That's not in this.
No.
There's something I watched recently where it's like, classic you, unmarked bills. And I was like,
I think I've seen that too.
That's just like normal money.
Yeah. No, where did I see that?
That just means money.
No, someone was like,
bills aren't
like opened it and was like, oh, unmarked bills, like always. And I remember thinking, yeah, what was that? We both saw it then.
The last episode of Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Yes, my favorite show.
Our favorite show. We watch it.
That show I will shit on because Chuck Lorre is a monster.
Yeah, I'll shit on that show.
And you're not going to get a job on
it. I'm not going to get a fucking job on that show.
It's done.
It's done.
I don't even need your past job. Don't even bother to time travel and hire me.
Fuck was it? Okay, what have you been watching recently?
Okay. I watched a little bit of Russian Doll.
Okay.
I watched...
How much of Russian Doll? We're going to digress on every single one of these, right? How much of Russian Doll did you watch?
I am just finished the episode where we meet the second guy.
Russian Doll. I watched the whole thing.
Spoilers. By the way,
I watched the whole thing. I loved it. But after watching the first episode, I had to take a break because there was so much smoking in that first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had a cigarette in years and was like, it was making me physically ill.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
There's a lot of smoking in that.
It's a lot of smoking in it.
Yeah.
But in the first episode, it just felt like a lot.
Constantly.
And listen, I don't know if you guys saw my viral tweet.
Oh, I saw that.
Guess what? It was referenced in my class and and treated as
canon.
As canon. They're like, "Oh, did you hear
world canon?"
Yeah,
canon to the world.
In my class, Billy goes, "Did you hear they're making
amazing?"
And I was like, "Oh." And I think
I was halfway
through Russian Doll and had to pause it to say, "Hear me out." Natasha Lyonne as the new Columbo. Oh,
I did see that.
She would be amazing as Columbo.
Yes, she would.
She's all gruff. I love that you heard it somewhere else.
Yeah, and it was treated as like news that it was going to happen. Amazing. And I was like, oh.
That is so funny.
I was like, Ben tweeted that. And then I got.
Just some dummy.
I got a look of like, you will shut your fucking mouth. I'm trying to tell a story.
Gross.
And I was like.
Improv class is fun.
Tight, dude. Tight.
Love that, dude.
Love it. Love
the tune. I wonder why this place is dying.
Anyway, I'm hoping this gives it new life. It's been a week and they've sort of tapered off.
Revive that.
The retweets have tapered.
It's always sad to watch.
I think you'll get another bump. You'll get another bump for sure.
Give me that TC bump.
Mm-hmm. I got my best tweet numbers recently in the 800s.
Nice, girl.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Did you plug something? Did you plug this show?
No.
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 What's wrong with you?
Wow.
Maybe a charity? Plugged a charity?
No.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
If I'm going to be your social media manager.
Well, this is why I need you.
So that line was not in Russian Doll.
It was not.
What was
it? Okay, it wasn't in Russian Doll.
It was in something stupid, clearly, because that makes no sense. Oh, money at the top. Money at the top of a bag? Is that?
Yeah, no, I remember it being like seeing it and being like, oh, and unmarked bills as always or something like that.
Yeah.
What was that?
So somebody good. Requiring payment in unmarked bills. And it's like, that's only if you're robbing a bank that you say that, because they keep an ink dye pack with the bills marked so that they can fucking track you. Bills come unmarked.
I can't.
That's their raw state.
That's the whole thing about
raw
bills.
Dollar bills.
Raw bills.
You know, raw dollar me? That's so gross. Shoot. I don't know.
Was it a crime program?
It was narrative fiction.
Yes.
Might have been crime.
Was it drug crime or organized crime?
Let's definitely spend 20 minutes on this.
I
think it's worthwhile.
This I can get into. Is it a current show?
I'm going to look at my Netflix because I think it was maybe something on Netflix. Right?
Think it was a movie or a TV show?
I think it was a movie.
Maybe. I don't really watch very many.
Was it Christopher Robin? Were you watching Christopher Robin?
No, I was not. Okay, let's see what I was watching. I was watching. Oh, I stopped watching something. I wanted to.
Because of that
this
line.
That sounds like something. That okay. I also stopped watching.
Here are the things that I'm watching.
Okay.
The Disappearance of Madeline McCann.
No.
What is that?
It sounds
intriguing.
I don't
know. It's about this little girl who gets kidnapped in Portugal. It's a documentary.
Oh, I'm out. Next.
Call the Midwife is also, I've been watching that. I don't think it's from that.
I was watching that today.
I love Call the Midwife.
I was rewatching the episode with Chummy.
I love Chummy.
I was like, Chummy's the fucking
best.
Also,
like, if you want to cry for like a different reason every episode, watch Call the Midwife. It is really fucking good. I watched The Order, but then I stopped after 30 minutes.
It might have been The Order.
I don't know.
I heard it's terrible.
It's not good. I will act on it.
I will
be in it, but it was like not even 20 minutes. I want to say 50.
Yeah.
Like that's how much I watched. And I was like, I literally said
a centimeter.
Out loud, I don't give a shit about this, and just changed it. And I kept watching Schitt's Creek. Let's see what else. Frasier.
How do I look up what
were
I was
you both
recently
watching
watching?
Frasier?
Was it on Frasier?
No, I wasn't watching
An Unmarked Bill.
Huh? I haven't started Schitt's
Creek. Which famous character from Frasier was that?
I was trying to. Hold on. Niles. That's good. Dr. Crane. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Those
you
can
get
two.
A job on the new Frasier.
On the new Frasier.
As Frasier.
The audition's going great.
Series of unfortunate events.
How do I tell what I was recently watching on?
Continue watching for Lindsay.
I looked at it. It was not any of that.
Was it
not even remotely close? Was it on?
Oh, maybe Hulu.
Oh my god!
Was it Homecoming?
No, I wasn't watching that.
Did you watch Homecoming?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I liked it a lot.
I heard it was good.
I gotta watch them.
And then I listened to the podcast and I think I like the show more.
I've heard that whichever one you watch first, you like better.
That makes sense.
Oh, really?
But then I started to listen to the second season of Homecoming.
Oh, this is another season. Like,
Yeah. There are like two more seasons already.
That's too much.
Was it the Masked Singer?
I hate more things of the thing I like.
Don't give me more.
I don't watch The Masked Singer. How do I tell on Hulu?
Did you guess any of The Masked Singer singers?
All of them.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Who do you think you are?
I haven't seen a single.
I'm someone who uses the internet.
So you guessed him by looking him up.
No, actually, okay.
Guessed and research are two different things.
Those are different ideas.
I did research for about half of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guessed correctly.
Which ones did you guess?
For, obviously, I guessed B.
I did not watch it. My wife watched it.
Oh, okay.
And she guessed a couple of them.
She is Gladys Knight.
Oh, sure.
I feel like you can't.
That was a
like,
great performance. I saw that.
Beautiful performance. Yeah. And also when you hear her, you're just like, this is Gladys Knight. So that one I guessed for
That's
sure.
That's awesome.
Through most of it, my wife thought it was Chaka Khan.
Really?
Because it's a big voice,
mm-hmm.
and Chaka Khan has a new album out.
Interesting.
That's something a to really plug. Smart
also,
guess.
I guessed T-Pain for sure.
Nobody guessed T-Pain.
No, I knew it was T-Pain.
My because other here's friend the said thing. He knew too.
At first I was like, because he kept being like, oh, one of his clues was like, I'm, I've been like in trouble and like,
right. It was a comeback.
So I was like, fuck, do not tell me that this is someone that did something sexually. Like right. I cannot have that. Yeah. So at first
it
I
wouldn't
was,
be.
Exactly. But they had Robin Thicke on the show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I was gross. Like, yucky, gross. So,
please. He just lost his dad though.
Oh,
3 years ago.
Godspeed. Also, Jenny McCarthy's on that show too.
Angel.
I'm so angel. And they had Jenny McCarthy on the show who has nothing interesting or like, yeah, is problematic. Every one of her guesses is fucking stupid. Like every
That's
time.
That's the fun of the show, though.
She's so fucking stupid.
About how dumb everyone is.
So dumb. She'd be like.
She's your next guest in here, right?
She also.
Yeah, straight but up, she knows the
oh,
deal.
Oh, and I guess Joey Fatone, too, for sure.
That a lot of people guess on. But I was told, a friend of mine guessed T-Pain. He said. Because he watched T-Pain's Tiny Desk concert.
Yes, that's what, yeah. Thing,
and he's a beautiful singer.
Beautiful singer.
Which I think a lot of people didn't know. I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Yeah, it's...
Lindsay's having an episode.
She's about to remember.
She might be about to sneeze.
This is like the fucking rapture.
I was like, I got it! And then I realized this absolutely isn't it. I just kept picturing somebody with a shopping bag... replacing something to make it feel heavy and then laying the cash on top.
Oh, sure.
No.
And it was Jackie Brown.
Okay, that's not that.
Oh, Lord.
Not Jackie Brown.
Because
Quentin Tarantino is a good writer.
It would not have been just like always in unmarked bills.
This audition
it was
is
so
going
stupid.
Great.
Thank you so much.
It was so stupid and funny. Okay, we'll talk
was
about
Schitt's
something
Creek?
Else. It might
no, I it was not in Schitt's Creek.
It was
not
it was a joke.
Schitt's Creek.
No, and I
no,
don't think so.
Because when we both saw it, we both went, "That's fucking stupid." What are you talking right. about?
Yeah, that's yeah. the thing. If that's it were true. A joke, we would have laughed. Yeah.
Thank you
because we always laugh
me.
When
if it were
jokes
a joke,
are funny.
It would be a good joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you for reminding me of context.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank was you this for movie, reminding this me book, of how jokes work.
The Hitchhiker.
Yeah.
Was this made into a feature film?
No.
Why not?
It might have been, actually.
Be.
Let's see. Hitchhiker the movie.
I was thinking about that. I was like, this could absolutely be
books?
A movie. Not a serious movie.
The Hitchhiker.
Maybe like
Okay. Oh, no.
That's a different. There's
1953.
Yeah.
No. Will his next victim, who will be his next victim? You? Oh, God. He has a gun. Scary. Oh, here we go. The Hitchhiker, 2007 slasher indie film.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. A demented hitchhiker played by James C. Morris terrorizes four women traveling to Vegas.
Definitely
no.
No. Oh, it's an asylum movie.
Wow.
Of course.
There you go.
That happened the last time we looked up a
movie. They just take titles.
Mm-hmm. It's a silent movie. Okay.
I don't remember. I don't think any of his books have been made into movies. And it feels like they should. So. Like
they're making a Fear Street. What is it? A trilogy or is it? What are they making?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A series of three films. Netflix or something. All right. I think.
Which I always thought Cheerleader could be a really good movie.
Maybe an actual movie.
Yeah.
Unlike those fake movies on Netflix.
Yeah.
Who are you, Steven Spielberg? Topical.
3-week-old topical.
They don't know when we're recording this.
It's still
the
topical.
The Masked Singer is still on.
That's Masked Singer. It's still on.
That's reason enough to still be topical.
That's 3 news cycles ago. 3 masked news cycles ago.
What masked is news?
Masked yeah. news.
Masked cycle. News? You have to guess who the newscaster is.
I haven't listened to this show in a while. Is this how it always is?
Yes.
Yes.
Is this what it's
no.
become?
It absolutely has been.
It's been like 6 months.
It's sad. Okay. It's really sad.
I'm sorry for your listeners that I'm here.
Me too.
What kind of car
yes.
would you kill someone for? Like, okay. No.
Okay.
Not kill
Let's
on purpose.
Say you're a teenage girl.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to Florida for spring break. To Florida.
Obviously.
You see 3 cars go by.
Okay.
One is...
What a fun hypothetical.
Okay. One is...
I don't know if you're equipped for this.
The person driving...
Would you rather?
Yeah. Okay. The person driving is...
How many cars you know, Kelly? Yeah.
Okay. The person driving is an older man. I want to say 67 years old.
Oh, I could take him.
He is wearing a shirt that is like a Dickies work shirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but he's only a shirt.
Only the shirt though. It's long. It's a long shirt. So you're not,
it's
like
a shift
dress. Yeah. He's boo bearing. And
Christopher Robin.
It was from that.
Yeah.
The organized crime scene.
Yeah.
The personalized license plate says Chris Robin.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is a...
It's a lot of letters, but okay.
It's Florida. It's Florida. It's
fucking Florida.
You get it, what it means. Like, you get it. It's sure. a little bit of a stretch,
like,
but you
shortened,
get it.
But yeah. you immediately go, Christopher
you get
Robin.
It. And there's a handprint in the middle.
Lowercase T for the Christ part.
Christ?
It's... It's C-R-S.
Christ?
Yeah.
Christ. R-O-B-N.
I have to write it down. I can't do it in my head.
Okay. And the car is a...
Oh, it's a lowercase T, okay. an O, uh-huh. and a 4.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see where you're going.
Now do Robin.
And then like R-B-I-N.
R-B-N.
You get that.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, listeners, if you have that license plate, please send us a picture.
Yeah.
If you have a Christopher Robin, but only if it's in Florida.
Only for Florida.
I only care if it's Florida.
If it's Florida, we'll send you some free stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Care of Forever Duck.
We'll send you The Hitchhiker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll sign it.
So he's driving a car. What kind of car?
It's a 1993 dark green convertible Mustang.
Oh, after the book came out.
Yes. After. Okay. It's that.
Nice.
The next car is a lady in workout clothes and mm-hmm. her hair is in a ponytail. Mm-hmm. And she is 31.
Wait.
Okay.
She is like 140.
Okay.
So she's average.
I don't think mm-hmm. I can take her.
I think you have a better chance with the older man.
I think I do.
And she's driving.
How tall is she?
She's
good point.
Thank she's
2 feet tall.
She's 6'7".
She's a little circle.
Oh, she's very thin.
I might
very
be able
thin,
to take
very
her.
Tall.
Then
you might take her.
Yeah.
And she's driving one of those. It's like
keep in mind she's 6'7".
I hope it's a convertible.
It's one of those 3-wheeled. Like, you know, those 3-wheel cars? Like a trike.
She's on a big wheel?
What are those tricycle cars called?
Trikes. Right? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, Triceratops.
Yeah, I do.
Triceratops
They
car.
Look like almost little go-karts.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're like
Which
very
I can
safe.
Stop just by putting my hand in front of them.
Yeah.
Just sort of pick it up.
Yeah.
And then just like kick her in the stomach and crack her in half.
Just snap and then blow
you know
away in the wind.
Her bones are not doing well.
No.
She's technically bamboo.
She's like one of those like inflatable arm people.
I have a friend who does the best impression of that. Mm. It is the most satisfying thing.
Oh, good for them.
I'm Put just it saying, on YouTube
if you have yeah. an audition
yeah.
coming up.
Yeah, I'll schedule a meeting with them. Get their pick their brain.
Cool. You might want to do a
get
scene
coffee,
with them.
Pick their brain.
The next person is
single. Oh,
the friend is single. Okay, but this next person is single. So this next person is single.
Like the other two.
The other two are taken. One is complicated. Okay. So the girl who's driving the tricycle, it's complicated.
But she is driving alone.
She's alone.
Okay.
But
the other one is open poly.
Open poly.
But driving alone.
But driving alone.
So I kind of don't care what their situations are.
So then you asked. So this next person is single, and the license plate says M single. And
okay, but how is that spelled out?
M S I N.
I don't think you need that I.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, M S N G U L.
G-U-L.
I love it.
We need to check something.
I love it.
How do you actually spell single?
Oh, good question.
In real life?
Yeah. Kelly.
S I N G L E.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we just wanted to check.
You.
I only ask because I just learned to read for this book.
Oh. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Podcast changes lives.
So this one single life. Person.
Well, I'm sorry, life.
Thank you.
Is
Teen Creep.
So their thing says M single. And then the back, they're driving a Ford Explorer.
Nice.
Forget it.
From 86.
Nice. Oh.
And then, you know, those like decals you can put on your window?
I sure do.
So all over the entire back of it is that story of like when you're like, it's that parable of like the guy that like sees the footsteps in the sand. Sure. And he's like, Jesus, like, why didn't you?
Footsteps.
Yeah, the footsteps one.
The best.
And then underneath is the parable about the guy that's throwing starfish in the water.
Don't know that one.
No.
Okay, there's a man. He's throwing starfish in the ocean. And then another guy's like,
does it flosh?
It does flosh.
Okay.
And then a guy comes up and he's like, why are you doing that? You can't save them all. It's not going to make a difference. And he's like, it makes a difference to this one. And he throws it in.
Mr. Rogers has told that one.
Mm.
Is that right? What are all those starfish doing on the beach?
They washed up.
I've never seen that many.
I've never seen that many either.
My God.
I've never
seen And I'm many. Ocean people.
I'm an ocean person.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I am all ocean people. We formed together to create a human man.
We're like 90% water. Is this a male, female, or other?
I would say this is a...
Or a starfish.
Okay.
Asexual.
It is a person. You can't really see them very well because they are wearing a starfish mascot outfit.
Love it.
And the top of it is like pressed
like
down.
Baby Maggie. Sure.
I know. Yeah. I'm picturing this.
It's like pressed down on the roof.
Picture. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the hole for their face is dark, but you can see eyes like kind of straining to be able to see outside.
Sure. Now what am I doing? What's going on?
You're going to beat one of these people to death to take their car.
Oh. All right.
And that person has a big gulp cup. But it's full of
cyanide.
And it's a little sign that says, don't drink this.
If you're a murderer, please drink.
But if you're a murderer, please drink. And there are.
Now, listen, no. I don't want to shut this down immediately, but I really do. It seems like the old man in the nice car is the only choice.
You know what? I'm going to go out. Like, I know it's crazy to see
a bendy straw driving a tricycle.
I don't.
I will say, I think I'm going to go with the one before we kept interrupting you and adding to it until it became insane.
Okay. There's also in the seat next to the starfish.
So then where are we going to sit?
No, in the seat next to the starfish is one of those like massage thingies that you can get massaged in your car.
Oh, the like roller, like nice. The beady,
all right, I'll
the
take
beady
that.
Thing.
You take that car.
Yeah, I'll go to that one. You sold me.
Great.
Also, that starfish costume seems comfortable.
Yeah. It's really soft and comfortable.
I bet.
But it doesn't smell great.
listen, don't oversell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to take on Miss 6'7". Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go for her.
I know exactly what you're picturing. You creep.
No, that she's just floating back while riding in the open air.
Lindsay, you're 6'5".
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you
see? She has 2 inches on you.
Yeah. What do you see your technique being?
I think that I take my head. I just like crink it to the side. Mm-hmm. And I just punch her with it.
With your head.
So close.
Do you rear back a little bit? No. And kind of, oh, you just go straight in.
I get no running
no
start.
No momentum.
Yeah, no momentum. I just cock my head to the right specifically. And then I go punch right in her chin because she is 2 inches right. tall.
She's 2 inches taller than you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I think that does it. I've always wanted to see if I can do that. So that's why I've chosen her, because she is taller than me.
It is rare that you find someone taller than you.
First opportunity. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad that you guys humored me on that.
Well, what would you choose, Kelly?
Oh. I guess I would choose.
Oh.
That was amazing. Well, you think about it, and we'll solve it next week.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to think on it, and 4 episodes from now, I will say my answer at, like, 10 minutes and 2 seconds. Yeah. And then
at the same time, you remember what that movie was.
Oh, my God.
I have to be honest. The entire time we've been talking, half of my brain has been devoted to still trying to remember
that. It hasn't shown.
You're never. No. Yeah. You've been very present.
You've been very present.
Very present. Thank you. All 6'5" of you.
Well, I have a lot of practice with reading these books, but still thinking at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Have we talked enough about the book?
We didn't really discuss the fact that they stole Paul's wallet and then
James Paul.
Straight up punched his cousin in the face.
He punches him out.
At the mere suggestion that he had stolen it, rather than be like, hey man, check my stuff. I promise I didn't steal it.
That's the thing that bugs me, is like, he could just solve all of this by just, like, isn't it better to get that sweet vengeance when he looks like an idiot looking through your stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I, listen, not to be a jerk, but these three deserve each other.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. And the piranhas.
And so I'm actually pretty sad
that,
they
all deserve the piranhas.
I'm pretty sad that they don't make it work.
Who knows?
As a trio.
Well, because he's got
maybe
a Christina
sequel.
Could be alive.
She'll crawl out of those woods.
If Terry can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not Christina?
No, I was so unclear on the mechanics of that. I know we've already talked about
this. She grabbed onto a tree root.
Well, so that was the
hard
other thing,
picture.
Right? So first, she falls. She gets pushed in, gets eaten a little bit.
Yeah, there's a ton we haven't talked about with this book.
She gets
out. Barely talked about this book.
And then who hits her on the head? Someone hits her on the head with a big stick.
Christina.
Yeah. Because she's dropped the gun.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. And when the gun came in, I was like, this isn't this kind of book.
Mm-mm.
It was weird.
No. It's like, you don't have a... Well...
It felt too easy.
If you have piranhas being like the way someone dies, you can't have a gun.
I think that's true.
You have to have like a knife, like a shovel.
Why not make... Was it Albert? Was that his name?
Art.
The son of the guy.
What, Albert?
Couldn't
Art,
possibly
whatever,
matter.
Jack.
Art, like, why not make him a terrifying, imposing person so you can, there's a little more tension in could they overtake him.
As opposed to mild-mannered business
with
suit
a gun.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and know? He was driving, what, like a Taurus at first? And then he was driving
a blue Taurus.
Blue Taurus.
Not important to me.
Yeah. Well, I was clocking what kind of cars these were, because I was trying to, now I know 4 kinds of cars.
We're going to get you a picture book.
Yeah. One can dream.
The 3 that you named, and then Taurus.
Taurus. And one of them is a tricycle.
Oh, there was one part of the book where it was when Christina and James are walking and they think that Terry has disappeared. And James is like, oh, is that her? And Christina's response is, that's a Honda Civic, the larger version of our car.
Yes. Oh, I know.
And he's like,
oh, he gets so mad.
He was not having it.
That's why, like,
he's like, how dare you embarrass me about the makes and models.
I didn't like that we were using, like, domestic violence as a fake out almost. Cause then it was like, oh.
Or near rape.
Yeah. Wait, when?
when it seems like he maybe raped Terry.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
when he was, oh, that's right.
When he was like, what are you, a tease? And like tries to.
Oh, I assume, I didn't read rape, but maybe that's because I'm a man. But I assumed because he'd been teased as a murderer that he just murdered her and then fucked the corpse.
Well, I was, yeah, after.
Yeah, which is polite. That's the polite thing to do.
Necrophilia, correct?
We've talked about this several times because we read it in two different books. Ugh. It was, I think, both on the outside genre, Lullaby yes! and maybe Colorless Suzuki.
No, you know what? That was in, Sakura. No, but it wasn't in that. It was in, it wasn't in that.
This is like a Clips episode.
Yeah. This was in the mini-sode where we read the Bad Sex and Literature winners.
Oh, but it was
him, Murakami. Yeah.
Oh, that's why I thought it was that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two separate books
where a
woman dies and then the man
has sex with her
after
and thinks she's alive. And then he's like, oh my God, she was dead. And it's like, dude, what? You have some like problematic, like, ways of thinking about consent.
For starters.
And then also just like
biology.
Like just like reading the room. Yeah. Like just like she's not having fun. Very bad.
Yes.
What are you trying to find?
Where's the part?
In the woods.
Oh, okay. I was getting confused.
I want to say it's around 1:15.
What? There is no 1:15.
What? How many book? Pages is it?
No,
it's 160, right?
Yeah. 165. Okay. James pursed his lips in an exaggerated pout. Shucks, he said sarcastically. Let's go back, Terry said wearily, her features drawn in disappointment. I guess this was a bad idea. She started to turn away from him back toward the motel, but he grabbed her shoulders and spun her around. Get off! What are you doing? She cried angrily, her blue eyes flaring. James grinned at her teasingly. The adverbs need to stop.
Yeah.
It's adverb crazy.
Teasingly. I'm a big bad guy, Terry, he said. Aren't you afraid to be all alone in these dark woods with me? She shook her head, but he saw a glint of fear in her eyes. Aren't you afraid? He asked again. And then it jumps to, he was awakened by pounding on the door to his room. And it's like, did he rape and kill Terry?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah.
Like, I was worried, but I also wasn't because it's an R.L. Stein book.
Also, like, what a fake out that, like, so he keeps having these, like, flashbacks of this woman being like, don't hurt me. And then it turns out it was just like he broke up with his girlfriend and she was saying that.
Yeah. When did you guys guess that was the reality?
From the first second.
Oh, good work. Well,
I couldn't figure out that it was just a breakup until maybe midway through. And then I went, did he just break up with this bitch? What the fuck?
Yeah. I mean,
I think because I assumed the girls were the bad guys the whole time because I assumed that about all women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we are.
No, because I was just waiting for the twist.
Our fault. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for quoting scripture at me. Mm-hmm.
That's what this podcast is.
Like, you're just waiting for the twist the whole time. Yeah. And I assume that's the way with all of his books. But because of that, I was like, well, clearly nothing happened.
By the middle, when I started to guess, I was like, oh, my God, is the hurt just their breakup? I was like trying to foresee a twist on the twist, which was like maybe they're all killers.
That's true. Because like,
thought maybe they could all be killers.
Cool,
The piranhas, you're like, oh, any fucking thing can happen.
They're all
so it could have been that
evil.
He threw a car at her.
Yeah, and the car was a piranha. Right. Just so you know how like fucking faked out R.L. Stein was starting this book. Please don't, James. Please don't hurt me. He heard her voice again as he stepped onto the highway, pleading with him, begging him. He heard her crying again, the loud sobs that made her shoulders tremble. Please don't, James. Her anguished cries followed James as he made his escape. If only I could control my temper, he thought. Classic lying.
Yeah.
Classic R.L. lying.
R.L. lies.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well.
Yeah, that was a major fake
out. I was hoping that they all would get eaten by fish.
they kind of did.
I mean, yeah.
At least 2/5 of the people
in
the story got eaten by fish.
Yeah.
Which is
two-fifths of four people got eaten by fish.
Mm-hmm. There's five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Four. At the end. When they're all.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where I was counting. Paul and Paula don't count.
No, they don't count. Yeah. That's the book.
Highly recommended.
It is quick.
It is.
It's fun.
And it is fun.
Until the end.
It's different. It has a very different feel from R.L. Stine's Fear Street book.
Totally. That's interesting. And it didn't have the fake.
In a good way.
Yeah, it didn't have the fake outs of like, and then I felt someone push me off a cliff and the next page.
And I knew I had died.
Yeah. And I didn't die. It was my friend touching my shoulders. Ugh.
But it was so scary that I thought she was pushing me.
Do kids love these?
We did.
Look, I wasn't awake yet. I
loved these books.
I loved these books.
What was it about them? Listen, I have five.
That they
more
were scary.
They were sexy.
And they were
about
sexy.
Teenagers. And when you're like almost a teenager, there's nothing cooler than a teenager.
I buy that.
And like you were like, oh, they were all cool.
They were almost always about girls.
And you're like, mm-hmm. if that's what it's going to be like to be a teenager. Like, yeah. The stakes are really high.
I'm going to murder an old man.
Yeah.
Well, this is unusual.
I hadn't read this one. But, you know, usually, and there's always a cute guy.
You've been raised to all you expect as a teen girl is to have a cute boy like you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's basically all any teen girl in these books want is for the cute boy they like them back. And so it's like, oh, relatable.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then exciting murdering happens and that brings the cute boy and her together.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So it's a heightened situation.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I did like from a storytelling perspective, like there's just enough threat of violence and threat of sex that it's like,
exactly.
It's exciting if you're 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say this is probably the sexiest R.L. Stine book we've read because there is making out happening in the
backseat.
Two
kinds of lips.
Yeah, two lips happen. Two lips happen to the same boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you expect when you're a teen boy.
Yeah. Also, that's how you say kissing is lips happen.
Yeah. And also there's kind of like this, like they do project like a very like normal, this is what a normal girl looks like. Mm-hmm. She likes these things and she likes to go shopping and she has friends and like, mm-hmm. it's all very like surface level, but that's what you want when you're that age.
Yeah.
Especially when you're weird, which I was.
Well, yeah. Past tense. Sure.
And am, I guess. I did just make you guys guess.
This is what this podcast's all about.
This is what we're about.
What would we be doing here?
No.
Yeah. It's like if you're a kid who is definitely going to read Stephen King at some point, these books are like, hey, kiddo, just till you get there.
Yeah.
Here's this.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And I remember being scared by these books when I was young. Like I remember being scared by Christopher Pike books for sure. Scavenger Hunt, particularly. I was very scared of that book.
Mm. Monster is scary.
Or like disturbed. Well, I was like disturbed by them.
Christopher Pike books have actual monsters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is why he's our favorite.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he's our favorite.
I didn't realize that was the difference or a difference between them.
It is a difference. Sexier.
Way sexier.
Like, way more death.
They actually say monsters. Stuff like you can see butts and like stuff.
Yeah, you see butts.
And like tops of boobs.
That's why I read books, to read about butts.
Yeah.
Very Tina Belcher thing. I love reading about butts.
I remember in
sexy butts.
In college, we were friends with this girl who is like very proper and maybe just tell me if this like hurts a little too much.
Okay,
so we were like borrowing her laptop, which you never want to let someone borrow your laptop.
Absolutely.
In college, especially like before people knew how to like clear their history.
Mm-hmm.
And we just typed an F and then it auto completed to free sex stories.
No, because I'm way more proper than that. You think I was looking for that stuff?
You
that
pay
was
for
all
your
happening
sex stories.
Up here.
Yeah, you're writing those sex stories.
I obey copyright laws.
She was like, I'm going to read some hot and heavy business.
Yeah,
but for free.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
when like,
but for free.
But here's the thing
about butts.
I've been there. I've read some very sexy fanfic.
Mm-hmm.
but
that search term is
I don't think I've ever searched free sex stories, and no one said anything. We just were like, and then like under, and then
how
later
do you not follow the link?
Because she was also very Christian, and so that was
obviously
kind of like,
oh, that yeah was implied.
Yeah, that was we understood that, right? And then afterwards we were like, dude, what the fuck? It's like free sex stories.
That's cute.
Yeah,
I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
We did it.
We did it.
Let me ask you one last question.
Sure.
Ask it.
Did you both graduate to Stephen King books?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What was your gateway Stephen King book?
Well, I have shared mine and I don't remember any of it because I was way, way, way too young. Because mm-hmm. it was like when I was reading these books that, and I must have been like, we still had the Ford Windstar. So I would have
Ford Windstar.
Really, what color? Ours was ruby red.
Oh, ours was jade green.
Oh, and when those metallic
those are the most 90s pair.
Yeah.
For real, jade and maroon.
Yeah. And the interior for ours was gray fabric. Right?
Tan
like
fabric.
That, like velvety fabric.
You know mm-hmm. what? I'm going to murder you and take that car.
Dang, no.
That was the car I'm you didn't offer and you
Ford
should have.
Ford Windstar.
It's irrestible to
oh
me.
Oh my God, I fucking loved that
like
Windstar.
Like a 2001 Ford Windstar.
I was driving that shit at 16. I was so fucking popular.
No,
I could take
damn.
Six kids
that's
with
right.
me. Are you kidding?
I didn't get to drive them.
That
you're
thing made
you're
me
a
friends.
Chauffeur.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I got in.
But so it was in that yeah. car. And so I think I had, and I, we were on a road trip and my dad had Tommyknockers in the back mm-hmm. of his, in the back
that's
of
great.
His seat. So I just like picked it up and started reading it. And I was like, this is weird. And like, I don't remember any of it.
I
just
remember
being, scared and weird. Yeah.
It's really, there's dog violence in there. I don't think I can read
yeah.
it anymore. It's
I don't think I could
so either. Sad. I think mine was Firestarter.
That seems like a good gateway.
Firestarter and then The Stand. And then maybe I finally confronted it because it was the source of all of my fears and nightmares.
Sure. I get it.
Do you want to know when I realized that I, because I was thinking about this, when you read something and then you realize, oh, something can be bad.
Yeah.
Or not bad, but like you can be disappointed with yeah. something, like you can not like it. I remember being really into the book Sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And I
oh my God, I loved that.
Was like, yeah, I was I think maybe like 8 or 9. And I remember exactly where I like just laid on the couch and read it from top to bottom.
Oh my God.
And I remember that the ending, I was like, what? Like I was like, I don't
great.
Think I like that. And I remember thinking like, oh, I could like
oh
not
God.
Like something.
Huh.
And I was really disappointed with Michael Crichton.
I don't remember
right?
the moment
like that was
I read
you were like
yeah.
personally
yeah, I was
disappointed.
Like, oh.
You have let me down.
That's
You've
great.
Let America down.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
What were you reading?
All that same stuff.
Oh, okay.
Do yeah. you remember?
I was not a good reader.
Cheat
as a
answer.
Kid.
Did you remember? So you read Stephen King.
Yes.
Do you remember like one of your first Stephen King books you read?
I think Needful Things was the first one I read.
Mm. Oh, that's a creepy
one. And I don't know
one.
Why. I picked it up, but it was long too. But I remember like sitting on my floor reading it and being scared.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cujo was for sure the scariest one I read because I read it in the woods.
What?
I think we were camping or something.
Mm.
And I was like in the middle of the woods reading Cujo and my family had gone somewhere and it was terrifying.
Oh my God.
But I recently reread it.
Isn't it crazy?
Also in the woods.
Like, well, I'm back in the woods. Time to read that book.
It's really good, though.
Is it?
I yeah. started to read that, and I couldn't get through it because I was too sad for the dog.
Yeah.
It,
is the
it
beginning
sad for the
is
dog?
Tough because you're really with the dog.
Yeah.
But then he becomes a monster, so it's
yeah,
fine.
It's really sad.
Anyway, well, I didn't mean to derail this.
No,
we can do this
no.
next time
yeah.
this is
if you'll have me
very
back.
Very relevant
yeah,
to the podcast.
Yeah, totally.
I just realized while we were talking about this, I was like, oh shit, we used to do this at the top of every episode
mm-hmm.
with our guests. Totally
who
forgot about that.
Can I just share one quick scary thing?
I'll
no.
allow it.
When I was a kid. So we used to go to my grandma's farm and it was, you know, in the middle of nowhere. It was outside of the town of Sims, Montana, which has a population of like 350. And so it was outside of town. So it was,
wow.
you know, it was a farm. And that's where my dad grew up. And he was talking to me because I was talking about crop circles with him. I was like, oh, you know, aliens, all that. And he was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was aliens. And he's very like, oh, aliens haven't been here because he's been to Area 51 and he can't like whatever. Anyway, he was like, oh, yeah, I remember like because I was like, but what about like cattle mutilations? Like, what is with that? And he was like,
Yeah, that was like really creepy. Like you would just come across like a cow and you'd be like, well, no animal did that. Anyway, good night. And he goes to bed. And I just like me and my sister are sleeping on this pullout sofa in the living room. And there's these big windows and they just face an old, not used anymore homestead house, which is used for storage. My grandma used it for storage, but it was from, you know, like the 1800s. And I remember just like laying there and like just seeing the moonlight like beam down on this homestead house, and I heard like cracking of like wood of outside, and I was just like, oh my god, I'm gonna fucking die.
I saw fire in That's the amazing. Sky, or is that what it's called? Fire yes. in the sky when I was totally. A kid.
Mm-hmm.
And for a brief period of time, aliens was mm-hmm. were my
aliens were
big,
scary
yes. fear. And sure. then it went right back to Tim Curry as Pennywise.
Yeah. Like specifically grays, right? Like those gray aliens.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
The grays. Yeah.
The grays. Wow.
Is that what 50 Shades of Grey is about?
Yeah. It's about like 50 God, different sexy aliens that like fuck her in a different way.
Someone write that.
Each has their own specialty.
One's like, I'm sticky.
It's a specialty.
It's a specialty.
My specialty is sticky sex. Unlike normal sex, which is never sticky.
Well, if you're in an Arl Stein book, it's dry.
Yeah, it's
dry.
Very dry. Thank you so much for coming on and doing the show.
Pleasure.
Ben. Would you like to plug anything?
I sure would. Follow me on Twitter at Ben Blacker. Pick up the new issue of Hexwives out today. It's number 6. You get the complete arc.
Wow.
So pick up 1 through 6 today, I guess.
Yes, that's what definitely. I'm saying.
That's it. That's all I got.
Awesome. Do we know what we're reading next week, Lindsay?
Nope.
Well, I can find the answer.
This the thing
in
about
3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1.
Zero.
Okay.
-1. -2. -3.
April Fools.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. We're going to be April Fools by Rachie Tankersley Cusick.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're reading along, that's the book we're reading. You are by no means expected to read along.
But you may.
But you may. If you want to support our show, you can do that by either telling someone about our show, write a nice review on Apple Podcasts.
Or whatever podcast app you use.
You can go to patreon.com/teencreeps and get some cool perks and help produce the show.
And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. What are the names of things? At Teen Creeps Pod. You can, we have a very fun Keep It Creepy fan
Facebook
on
group.
Facebook.
Everyone's really cool.
Yeah, everybody's super cool and participates. And somebody emailed us about needing books for her classroom. And we tweeted it out and put it on Facebook and everything. And our listeners really stepped up.
They flooded in and
so great.
Bought a bunch of books. It was really cool. You guys are awesome. We love you.
So thank you for doing that. And Jackie, we hope you got all the books you needed.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will chat with you next week. Thanks again to Ben for being a wonderful, wonderful guest.
Thank you.
And we will we'll see you next week.
Keep it creepy.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Kelly Nugent, Lindsay Kaytai, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.